Kirsty, are you not at your homework?
Ah, just looking, Gran.
Just dreaming more like. That won't get you to the university.
Ach, I'll be fine, you know that, Gran.
Pride before a fall. Are you looking at the island?
I've got a job for the summer, did I tell you? Working in the kitchen there.
Oh, that's good. You'll need all the money you can save.
I'll be working for Mr. Lowell.
Take care then, Kirsty. I saw how you peeked at him in the village, and you have all his books on your shelves. He's a famous man, and you should watch out for the glamour.
Maybe I'll be a famous woman one day.
Aye, my grandmother was famous round here, and they nearly burnt her.
Ach, it's all right, Gran. People don't believe in witches anymore.
And that's why Jenny Parker came to me to bake her shortbread to put under Andy MacDonald's pillow.
Ach, she's just a woman.
So are you, Kirsty.
But I believe in science, Gran. Anyway, Mr. Lowell is quite safe. With my luck, I'll get stuck with Spotty Ian down the village.
With your luck, I'm afraid you'll get exactly what you want. But not if you don't get to your homework this minute. Ach.
Yunami's son died today. He was, I guess, 10. It was his first hunt as a man. He was so proud. JP filmed the party as they left, but we decided not to go. I guess we didn't want to scare any animals with our presence. It was raining when they came back. Raining so hard you couldn't see more than a few feet in front of you. The earth was liquid mud. The smoke from the fires in the long hut covered the ground like a blue carpet. The men burst from the forest carrying a stretcher of branches and vines. The boy was lying on it, not moving. The water washing his body. Yunami running at the front, holding his hand over his son's head to keep the rain off his dead face.
Catch the rope, will you, Tommy?
Where's your crew, Mother?
Oh, did you not hear? Kirsty's away to the university.
Oh, is it that time already? Must have been busier than I reckoned.
Aye, spending your time babysitting fat businessmen, eh?
We'll take you to places you never knew existed and show you how to call on resources you never knew you had.
Outward bound.
Keeps you busy and paid.
Oh, aye. I've nothing to say against Mr. Lowell or Justine. They mean good to me. I recall bringing them across 20 years ago when the island was empty. And they had no more than a suitcase between them.
And look at it now.
Aye. 50 cases of breakfast cereal a month.
Progress of a sort.
Watch her, Harry.
Murdo? Tommy?
Good morning.
I was worried you might have left, Murdo.
Some kind of problem.
Jack called from London.
Oh, I thought he wasn't due back for a month yet.
Just rang. Wanted us to go down. I called Lizzie's school. I can pick her up and take her for the weekend.
That's a lot of driving.
Oh, come on, Tommy. You don't live up here without expecting to drive.
When do you want to leave, then?
Just as soon as you're ready.
I don't understand, Jack.
Well, it's simple enough. There's no material.
More wine?
No, sure, yeah.
Look, we, the company, sponsored this last trip. I put myself on the line. I said basically that your material could back up my research. Tribal life and the business community. Now, I know you probably feel contempt.
Oh, Mark, come on. We go back a lot. We're friends, I hope. I value your backing, Multicon's backing. I mean, our relationship has
been good.
Yes.
Fine. We deliver the basic costs. Whatever you make on TV material, the books, that's yours. We get publicity, you get celebrity.
Why do you think that I buried myself up at the centre? I hate all that stuff, signing books, doing TV.
But you need it, Jack. You want to save what's left of tribal society in this world. That's your life, isn't it?
Well, that and Justine and Lizzie. I guess you could say I've been very lucky. I've built up what I wanted.
How are they?
Well, you can see for yourself, they're coming down. I thought we could have some time in London.
That's great.
But there still isn't any material.
So what happened?
Well, Funai, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, they confiscated
it. Oh, come on. You've been fighting them for years and winning. What about JP? He wasn't going to let anyone walk all over him.
Yes, well, things changed, that's all.
Well, could you pick up on it next time?
There won't be a next time.
Hey, speak to me in words I can understand.
I'm not going back.
You can't just stop.
Look, I'm sorry about your material. I'll pay back.
Oh, sod that. Look, we can write that off to tax. This is you, Jack. This is what you are. What did you say before you left this time? These are my people, my tribe? You don't walk away from your people. Not you, not Jack Lowell.
It's finished. That's all.
Anyway, there's nothing happening, so it doesn't make any difference as long as I'm back by Tuesday lunchtime.
Well, I imagine we'll all be coming up together. I don't know what Dad's got planned.
He's probably entered us into some hopping race across Afghanistan or something.
I don't know. Don't be impatient!
It's because you're a woman driver. He feels his masculinity is being called into question.
Never liked motorways anyway.
Look at him. Sitting up there smirking as he yanks his Yorkie.
Lizzie!
Can I put a tape in?
Sure. Don't think Dad has... I don't know.
What?
I don't think he's got any plans. He sounds...
Is that why he came back early?
Tired. Really, really tired.
Well, is this okay?
Lizzie? Huh? Lizzie!
Countryside? Open space? I'd hate it. I'm a city man.
I wouldn't say the rainforest is notable for open space, Mark. It's crowded in its own way.
Urban rainforest? Look, give me a call before you go back to the centre.
I'm not going to change my mind.
That's okay. Just give me a call anyway.
What are you doing, booking Justine and Lizzie in here?
Well, I just...
Well, you could come down and stay with us for the weekend. We do
room 555, please.
I could ring Sandra.
Mr. Lowell?
Yeah?
There's a... Constable, this is a...
Mr. Lowell?
Yes?
Sir, I'm sorry, is there somewhere we could go? Somewhere quieter?
Jesus, what the hell?
And as far as we can see, the tanker passed your wife, and then we think, the local police think, that there was a blowout, and the tanker began to slide. There was, there was an explosion, and your wife and daughter, they were caught in it, and I'm afraid that both of them...
Say it!
They were both killed, I'm afraid. God, I'm out of condition. Is it much further?
At the point of the cliff by the standing stones.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
I'd say you could do with a course here at the centre.
Do you think you'll keep it open?
Oh, God knows. What else has he got?
The whole world. He could go anywhere.
But this is his place. He built it. It's where he's come to scatter the ashes of his wife and daughter.
It's a stinking awful thing.
He should keep working. Justine did the books, the paperwork. If he can lose himself in that...
He said he wasn't going back.
To Brazil?
Wouldn't say why. Something happened, I guess.
Doesn't seem to make a lot of difference now.
There's a cross up there, too.
Celtic. Been here for centuries.
Everything on this place has. Down south, we put fences around our stone circles. We turn them into theme parks.
There's a village here. Right here under your feet. The people who put up the circle, 4,000 years ago, that's what they reckon.
Well, why build on a cliff top? Must be 300-400 feet down.
Well, there's a big tomb up here. They'll be excavating it next year. The village probably grew up around it.
Jack! You okay?
Looks like he's ready to jump over.
Wouldn't you?
Here! Here is right! Let the winds of the sea take them!
What's that?
An eagle. Beautiful, isn't it? We still have a few left up here.
Justine! Lizzie! I love you!
Beautiful? I don't know. I really don't know.
There. You can see him coming around the headland now. Murdo MacLeod. Doesn't seem to have changed in the 20 years since I've been here. Well, maybe you don't after a certain age.
It's choppy out there.
Oh, tricky currents. Reckon you could swim across to the mainland when you couldn't. Current would take you. End up God knows where. Down with the fishes. They'd never know. Yeah, we'd be cut off without Murdo.
Is that what you wanted? At the beginning?
Well, we wanted somewhere we could be alone. Really alone. Our place. Her place. And Liz's place, too.
Jesus. What can I say, man? I mean, I can't know what you're feeling. I hope to God I never do. I wish to God there was something I could do. I guess there aren't words.
Those who swim in the lake into which no river flows and from which no river empties are blue. Those who were dipped in a river of blood shed by a child are red. Those who roll in the mud are coloured with the earth. And with ashes, those who look for warmth in old campfires. Those who touch the forest are green. But those who stay still are white.
What does that mean, Jack? Does that mean anything?
It means I'll have another scotch. No, it's from a tribal story, that's all. I guess it doesn't mean a thing.
Look, I know it's hard.
Oh, he's mooring. There's Tommy Mallon and Hamish. Another party arriving. Oh, God, look at the marking.
They look like me. City slickers. Running shoes and 200 quid tracksuit.
Oh, they'll learn. Something.
Things will change, Jack.
Will they?
Okay, JP?
Nothing is okay in this bloody damp. Same time every afternoon. It gets hotter and hotter to make you melt. The sweat bees, they drive you nuts. Then, weather should not be this way, love.
It's just the time of year. Another couple of weeks, we'll be through it.
Next time, we work in Polynesia. Get a tan, not a rash.
Good material, though.
So far, we.
I was talking to Yonami. He said we could film the ceremonies.
For the boy?
Yeah, we can be there.
Did they invite you?
Last night I got drunk with Yonami and the other men. I talked like I had a right to be there. Yonami evoked the boy, his life from birth. He screwed his face up and howled as he came into the world. And as he went out of it.
Écoute-moi, Lord. I read your book, you know, when I was in school. You're the reason I'm here. And I respect you. But don't get lost out there. Thank you.
Yep. Hold on. Jack, where's the bookings book?
I've got it.
A party of six from Andrews Holdings in Bath. They want to confirm for the end of July.
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah, that's confirmed. July the 23rd. Thank you. We've got to get some more help in this office.
Oh, bugger. Yeah, shove it on the answer phone.
You're through to the Tanner.
Yeah, we need someone from the village full-time and maybe over the summer itself.
Well, it depends, doesn't it?
I'm not with you.
How much you're going to be doing with the groups?
Oh, yeah, well, I guess I'll want to be involved most of the time. I need to get out into the air, push myself again.
We could take on a student. I know someone in the village. She'd be back.
Yeah?
Custy MacLeod. Lives on the mainland with her grandparents. Parents died when she was a kid.
What, Murdo's granddaughter? Used to play with Lizzie?
She's grown up, doing archaeology at Edinburgh. She'll be helping at the tomb dig over the summer, but she could put in some time in the office. I know she could use the money.
Oh, sure, that's fine by me. I'd rather be outside than in.
Roll on summer.
Yes, it's coming, Tommy. The nights are stretching out.
Long nights?
Well, I guess you could say long nights.
Everybody ashore? Murdo?
Aye, they're all here. I've rooted them all out.
Right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tanner Amor. And those, let me say, are the last pleasant words you'll hear for the next 5 days. Your company has paid me and my instructors a great deal of money to treat you all extremely badly. And we always deliver. You will discover things about yourself that you never even suspected. You'll find you can achieve tasks that seemed utterly beyond you. Don't worry, we won't push you too far, but we will take each of you up to the limit. Right, your bags are at your feet. Unzip them, take out the one article you feel will help you cope with a night out in the open, and then follow your instructor.
Dare you a chance to unpack first?
You're not even going to see your bed for the next 24 hours. Right. It's a beautiful day. Let's use it. Whoa. Right. 20 minutes. Brew up, sleep, curse me. Choice is yours. I'll be back.
Hello.
Where the hell did you come from?
Down there.
Nobody could climb these cliffs.
No, down there, under your feet. We're working on the tomb.
Oh, I'd forgotten the university people.
Yes. Well, it's your... it's your island. You gave us permission.
Well, I guess I was busy.
Oh, I wanted to thank you.
Sorry?
The job in the office?
Oh, you're Kirsty MacLeod.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I thought you knew.
No. Well, yes, I remember you used to play with Lizzie.
I wanted to see how sorry I was about the accident.
Oh, yeah, well, yes, thanks.
No, you don't need to say anything, Mr. Lawler. I don't remember much about my parents getting killed, but sometimes I can feel how it must have been.
Well, then I guess we're both orphans.
I suppose we are.
I'm glad you were able to help in the office. I didn't want to get anyone from the outside.
Oh, why?
I want to keep the centre small. Huh? But aren't you getting paid for digging?
Oh, hardly. Dr. Manning knows my supervisor and... well, there's dozens of students who'd give their right arm to be working in something like this. Being local, well, I knew the lay of the land and I could help arrange accommodation in the village and... Anyway, Grandad said he wouldn't bring them across if I didn't get a job.
And you all mull away down there?
It's quite extensive. Probably the biggest tomb since May's Howe. Dr. Manning thinks the burial chambers may be undisturbed. We won't know till we break through, of course.
And there's a village down there?
Almost certainly. Would you like a drink? It's Coffee, no sugar, I'm afraid.
Ah, that's like a first contact between an anthropologist and a tribe. You offer gifts to show there's no threat.
I don't think I represent any danger you can accept quite safely, Mr. Lowell. It's just a plastic cup with some lukewarm instant in it.
I have a friend who would say that using plastic cups or mobile phones makes no difference at all to the ritual.
Well, I don't know about that.
The first contacts are terribly important.
Oh, we're in a good place, then. The first missionaries landed here almost 1,500 years ago. They converted the people and built a chapel on the headland.
Yes, the fatal impact. Two utterly separate ways of life, reaching out and touching.
I remember being a wee girl and watching that programme of yours, where you put the knives and the mirrors all hanging in the tree, and you went back day after day until they were gone, and a honeycomb and feathers hung in their place.
No real contact without exchange.
Oh.
I think you'd better get back. One of your people's just blown up the gas stove.
That's why they're here. Well, I should give you something in return for the coffee.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mr. Lowell.
Please, call me Jack.
Well, there you are, then. You've given me your name.
You're very direct, aren't you, Miss MacLeod?
They say I take after my grandmother, and you should call me Kirsty.
Now, amongst some tribes, to give your real name into someone's keeping is to give them power over you.
Oh, I'm sure I don't want power over anyone at all.
Tanner and Moore Centre.
Jack, Mark, how's things?
Well, I'm still here.
Justine would have wanted you to go on.
Well, it's 7 months. That's nothing. No time at all.
And what about the tribe? Brazil? Did you have any more thoughts about that?
It's all over. Another part of my life.
Only I called Brussels. I wanted to speak to JP. And, I couldn't. Well, he wasn't at his place, so I got on to his mother and she didn't know.
I'm sorry, Mark. I'm not with you.
Well, with you stopping, finishing, I figured he could do some work for us. My project is carrying on. I wanted to get in touch with him, that's all.
We split up in Manaus. He said he wanted to do some work in Polynesia. I don't know. That's all I know.
He didn't get in touch when he heard about Justine and Lizzie. Didn't he know them?
Well, maybe he went back into the Chingu. I mean, that's all I can say, Mark. It's his business.
Hey, I didn't mean to upset you.
Well, you didn't. It's okay.
Right. Well, let me know if you hear anything.
Yes, I'll do that. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Yeah. Well, bye.
There are 45 stones arranged in an outer circle with 20 smaller stones forming an inner ring, though most of those have fallen long ago.
They're rough, like they've been flaked off and stood on end.
Most of them are over 5 metres.
Can I have that in English, please?
Sorry?
Different generation. I don't think metric.
Oh, you're not that old.
No, thank you.
Oh, God, no, I didn't mean to. I mean, you still
look the same as I did on TV when you were a wee girl.
Now, I've been on and off the island all my life. I've seen you, but you haven't seen me.
Once in the forest, I stood beside Yonami, a friend, for 10 minutes, without knowing he was there, inches away.
Mm-hmm.
He was green. He was the forest. Or maybe you're the island.
Ah, the people who lived here are the island.
Now, who were they?
We don't know. Dr. Manning calls them the tribe of the sea eagle.
Why?
Well, we found eagle bones in the tomb, arrangements in stone, wing shapes. They built everything from stones. It lasts. The sand, the earth covers it. Take it away and it's like yesterday.
But why a sea eagle?
Well, if they were fishermen, and we think they were, well, that would have been appropriate.
Hmm. Well, where do they come from, these fishermen?
The north, driven south by the ice. In the end, it would have caught them. Or perhaps they moved on somewhere else. Generations, wandering.
And returning?
Well, someone was here when the Christians came, spreading out from Iona, crossing from Ireland. Who knows? We really don't. It's incredibly frustrating sometimes. You look around, rock, shale, the shape of the land. You feel if you could just look a little harder, you'd see them.
Well, maybe it's knowing how to look.
Ah, that's what archaeology does. See, see.
Hmm?
It's flint. Probably a knife.
It looks like a bit of stone to me.
Ah, no, it's been worked. Hold your hand round it. Mm. Here. It's a bit small, but it fits into the palm, and you can't help letting your finger press down along the spine to give better control.
You don't have to know how to use it. It adapts itself to the hand, leads it on.
Ah, Dr. Manning says tools grew out of the physiology of primitive peoples and into the world around them.
Well, I'd go with that. Here, you better take this.
Oh, no. No, it's for you.
Well, isn't that against the rules?
It's your island. Well, you own it anyway, so I can't really give it back to you. You can take it back.
No, I like that. I like you doing that. It shows you're a bit of a pirate, an outlaw.
Oh, don't let Murdo hear you say it. He's the only pirate in this family.
I don't think so, Kirsty.
I'm glad you can smile.
Well, do you think I shouldn't?
I think all of us here hated to see your pain.
Well, if it's hurting, at least it's still alive.
No, you're certainly alive, Jack.
I hardly know you. And yet I do.
But I've known you most of my life. You're as familiar to me as this headland. And as unknown.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Well, I have to go.
Yes, me too. Mm. Five middle managers from Dulwich are trying to set up their tents and hammer the pegs into granite.
Do you always bring them this way?
Well, I never used to. Now, Circle, and you, perhaps. It's nice to see.
Where did you take them?
Oh, round the headland, then up Pedrick the easy way. Bivvied at the top and came down by the coast.
Where the tide was in and there was no boat. I bet they loved you.
Some of them weren't bad. Made me feel out of condition.
They're still looking good to me.
Right, I'm away to my bath. I need a hot soap.
I noticed.
What, that I'm getting older?
That you're beginning to smile again.
Oh, hark the sodding agony, aunt.
Look, this weekend you fancy having a night of it on the mainland.
Oh, I haven't been to the pubs.
People would like to see you.
So they reckon I'm okay for a newcomer.
Saturday night, then.
You're on. Kirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get on to Carrymore and order another 10 rucksacks as soon as possible?
We should get a fax in the office. It'd make that sort of thing far quicker.
It's just another line to tie you down. In a way, I resent the phone.
Oh, they're just tools, Jack. Like the flint knife.
Oh, then maybe the tools are taking over.
Well, can you sign these while you're in the office?
Sure, shoot them over. Coming to the pub at the weekend?
All right. Tommy asked me.
Oh, did he indeed?
He did.
You like him?
Sure. He's a nice guy.
Nice. Yeah, I guess you're right. He's very straight. I'd trust him to hold the rope.
Hold what?
Climbing. If he was leading and I fell and he was holding the rope, I could trust him to hang on to the end, even if he fell too.
That's good.
No, it's not. Not on a mountain.
Wouldn't you hold the rope?
Not until I fell. In the end, a climber has to find the courage to cut the rope.
Would you cut the rope if I was hanging on to it?
Oh, I could lift you.
Oh, could you really?
With one arm and carry you all day, so you're quite safe to climb with me, Kirsty MacLeod.
Oh, I only climb hills. I'd rather dig down and find out what's happening underground.
Climbers are always looking at the next peak.
But you didn't answer the question.
No.
Would you cut the rope with me on it?
Mr. Lowell, it's fine to see you. Will you have a drink?
Oh, well, that's nice to see you too, Kevin. Well, the whiskey will be fine.
The lining them up for you, Jack.
I can't refuse to drink with a man who means you well.
Is that a local saying, Murdo?
There you go now.
Good health, Kevin.
Hi, and yours too.
So, what's important is that we don't let the centre grow out of control.
Oh, absolutely.
One party at a time, no more than 10 or 12.
Here you are, Jack. Have a dram on me.
Oh, thanks, Angus. How's business?
Oh, well enough, well enough. Oh, the lovely cup.
Here we are, three whiskies for the gentleman.
And what's that?
Perrier water.
Oh, she's gone crazy.
Oh,
a granddaughter of mine peeing for water.
Well, maybe we should start bottling the sound and plug it down south.
Oh, those buggers would drink anything at all.
Chuck Lowell, I said you were in. It's good to see you, man. What are you drinking?
Too much.
No, I'm all right.
Come on.
Well, a whiskey would be great.
Oh.
There it is. There it is.
What? Is that Jupiter?
The boat. I reckon it's the boat.
Very important.
Grief.
Unless we're going to walk across the sound.
I don't think you should be going anywhere on a boat.
Kirsty MacLeod, I'd go anywhere. Maybe you. Maybe we'd better...
It's no problem. I can drink scotch all night. It doesn't affect me at all. As steady as, whatever that very steady thing is.
Ah, it's true.
Look, come on. You'd better come back to our place.
Oh,
I think of that.
No. We should. I think we should. I think I should sit down. I need a rest. I think I'm going to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go. I'll lead this pitch. Look on, Tommy.
Okay. This way.
Come on, this way. Well. Here come the boys. Mr. Lowell, I'm glad to see you. Will you take a floor?
I invited them back, Agnes.
Well, you were hardly going to ferry them across the sound, were you?
No.
Kirsty, I must apologise for your grandfather.
It's all right, Gran.
I know you always thought of him as an upright man. Now he's more of a horizontal one. And as for you, Thomas Malin, what have you to say for yourself?
A little celebration, Mrs. MacLeod.
We didn't want to impose on you.
I said it'd be best, Gran.
Aye, well, we all know who has the common sense around here. And who will have the headaches come the morning.
Oh, that's no worry, Gran. You've been curing headaches with your spells ever since I can remember.
You're stopping early?
No, not really. Everyone wants to get back across the island to catch Murdo's boat. You won't wait.
I can give you a lift if you want.
Oh, fine.
I was going to video the stone circle.
Oh, you've not done it before.
No, it's odd, really. Right on my doorstep, so to speak.
Kirsty, we're off.
It's okay. I've got a lift.
Sacred spaces.
Oh, we don't really know what they used the circle for. Could have been a prehistoric fast food outlet for all we know.
My old mate Mark Pearson would say it's not much different. Whenever you go to a McDonald's, you're in the same place. You're out of time, out of geography. It's the same with churches, with stone circles, temples, sacred places in the rainforest or the outback. We all need a still centre out of time.
Oh, I'll never eat a burger in the same way again.
No, I talk too much.
No, I don't think so. I like that in you. People should talk.
Would you walk round the circle and I'll track with you?
Oh, no, you don't want me on your film.
Well, you could just give it a sense of scale. Explain.
Explain?
About the stones.
Oh, well, they're just stones, that's all.
What I'm trying to say... No, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think it does. Stones are just stones. Words are just words. You only have to say them.
Yes, if it was that easy.
When I was 15, I fell in love with you.
The power of TV.
No, not TV. I was working in the kitchens that summer. I had a lot of chance to see you taking the parties out. Oh, I thought you looked so fine. I dreamed of you at night. I dreamed in the daytime, too. I got Lizzie to show me your room.
And then you grew up and went away.
And then I grew up and went away.
And I went away, too.
And came back.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Older and wiser.
Older.
Yes, well, I'm too old, Kirsty. I shouldn't be here.
You are here.
In a magic circle.
Where time doesn't count.
Where age doesn't matter.
It never did.
What are you, Kirsty MacLeod?
Someone who waited. Someone who wanted you.
The boy's body is lying on the platform, open to the sky, and the animals that will soon strip the flesh from the bones, take the bones themselves, take everything, except the memory. The shaman is crouching over him, smoking and blowing blue smoke over the body. Oddly, he's got one of JP's Gulwars, but I guess the brand doesn't matter. JP is filming from the ridge, using a long lens. Yanami sits by his son's head. He's swaying, holding up a bird's wing and an eagle's wing. He unfolds it. Curiously delicate movement, and lays it across the boy's face.
Is that why you left? Because the boy died?
His father was my friend, I guess.
And why did he put the wing on his son's face?
Well, it was the boy's totem. His particular animal. When he acted in the world, he acted as the eagle.
Like an eagle?
As an eagle. He became the animal. And as an eagle, his spirit would fly away from the hold of the earth. Only he didn't.
He became a ghost.
Oh, you've been here before, haven't you?
Gran has. You should hear her stories about folk not properly buried.
Malicious ghosts.
Oh, plenty of those.
Well, things began to go wrong. Little things. Bowstrings would break. A pig would get lost. Bad luck things. Arguments. It wasn't the boy's fault, you see. His spirit was hungry for life. For the colours, the tastes. He was jealous of the living.
And what about you, Jack? Do you have a totem animal?
Oh, yes, I was... They put you in a trance. Waking dreams. And you wander, and you and your animal find each other.
What is it?
And you know that old story about the samurai not being able to show his sword blade without drawing blood.
Does that mean you can't tell me?
Not until you can bind the power.
Gran told me once about a braid of twined hair that could bind the strongest man.
A magical braid.
The hair of one who truly loves will hold the strongest heart within its circle. Well, that's what Alice says.
And what do you say?
I say, I want you, Jack Lowell.
And I say, I want you, Kirsty MacLeod.
I was down at the river. This thing, Lowell, it's not so good. It eats these people, you know? They fight. It's crazy. I don't see people fight like this all the time I'm here.
Yes, out of tension.
Oh, sure. Things go real bad. Maybe bad for us, huh?
It's the boy's spirit.
Oh, well, even friends are fighting. It's a poison.
Well, they have to find out what caused the boy's death. Tree, spirit, river, god, some animal.
Restore the balance? You think it'll work, huh? They go out and chop down a tree, piss in the river?
Oh, come on, you know how it is. These people, the world, animals, objects, it's all them. They don't stop at the edge of the body. Worries, hopes, fears make the world.
I don't like ghosts.
These aren't ghosts. They're real.
And I especially do not like ghosts when they're real, Lowell.
Jack? Jack, what is it?
Shh. Just go back to sleep. Go back to sleep.
Can I put a tape in?
Sure.
I don't think Dad had... I don't know.
What?
I don't think he's got any plans. He sounds...
Is that why he came back early?
Tired. Really, really tired.
Well, is this okay?
Lizzie?
Mum?
Lizzie?
Mum. Oh, please. Mum.
Oh. Oh. Oh, God.
Oh.
Lizzie. Lizzie. It's petrol.
Oh. Oh. Mum, it hurts. It hurts. Make it stop.
Stop.
Lizzie, stop.
Lizzie.
Stop.
Complaints about the food, Morag. Now, what's the problem? We can't have our guests missing their breakfast.
I'm so sorry about it, Mr. Lowell. I really don't know. But the eggs came in fresh.
Well, let's see. Oh, holy God!
Aye, that's as bad an egg as I've ever smelled.
Were they all like that?
Every single one that I've cracked.
Oh, bloody Angus. What's he thinking about?
I called him. He swears they were fresh. Says they must have been contaminated coming over.
Yeah, we'll get rid of the bloody things. Just throw them away.
Right, that's confirmed then. Your party will be arriving at 12 noon. Boat will meet them. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Is that the ICI group?
Yep, only five though.
Jack, the ICI people have confirmed, but they're one short.
Well, they paid up front. Oh, Hamish asked me to tell you the new ropes have arrived. Yeah. He's a bit worried, wants you to check them out.
Okay. See you, Custy.
Yeah. Where were you this morning when I woke up?
Well, I had to go out. I had to walk.
Is there something wrong, Jack? Are you feeling that we shouldn't...
It's fine. I'm not feeling anything. Nothing bad. I'm fine. I'm just busy, that's all.
Oh, Jack, we slept together last night. How can you just be busy?
There is a centre to run here, Kirsty. I mean, I care for you. I really do.
Oh, it's just a stone circle,
look,
right?
Look, we'll have a drink tonight at the pub. I'll meet you there.
What is it?
Last night, I'm in a maze, Kirsty, and I can't get out. Is that your lift to the side?
Oh, they can wait.
No, you better go. I'll see you tonight.
We're near to breaking through into the main chamber. That's if it's where we, well, Professor Manning thinks it is.
Yeah?
With any luck, it'll be undisturbed.
Yes, I expect it will.
You're not really listening, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm
come
just...
on. Let's get out of here. I want to walk.
Well, let me just finish this.
I thought last night, yesterday, I thought we'd understood something, Jack. I thought we'd reached somewhere.
It's not that, Kirsty.
Well, it is that, unless you screw all the female help around the place.
Oh, for God's sake.
Then what is
it? It's not easy for me. Try and understand.
Then give me something to understand.
Look, I care about you more than I believed I would ever care about anyone again.
Then what's wrong with you? Why are you holding me away?
I have to. I can't explain. I don't know. It's just...
Did something happen?
Nothing happened.
Then what?
I can't say.
You can say anything.
A stone axe grows out of the hand that uses it, but I don't know where words come from. Not these words, anyway.
Do you know what I think? I think that's a load of shit. I think you want to walk away. I don't know why, but I think you do.
Believe me, Kirsty.
Why, Jack? Why should I believe you?
Yep.
Jack, how's things?
Oh, not so bad, Mark, thanks. You?
Well, I have a little problem.
Yeah?
This is really something they dumped on my desk. One of our companies is moving into your neck of the woods. Well, not exactly the coast, but the Shetlands. Oil exploration, that sort of thing.
Screw the environment sort of thing?
Hey, you know Multicon's a responsible company. Mm-hmm. If a subsidiary of ours is involved, it'll be handled properly.
So what do you need?
We have four execs. Two men, two women. We'd like to see how they function under pressure.
Oh, you know how I feel about oil people.
I need this one, Jack. I don't want to say you owe me, and I don't want to force you. Oh, hell, I couldn't. But just think it over. These northwestern people won't be any trouble. Give them a run around for a few days and then write a report. Jack?
Yeah, well, let me think about it.
Sure, sure. Oh, I didn't get any response from our people in Brazil.
Sorry?
On JP. The guy seems to have vanished.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, because our people over there, they couldn't find any record. And, Fu and I, they don't seem to have any record of your stuff. The tapes, they confiscated.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't, would they? It's the Wild West out there, Mark.
If you hear anything, I'd be...
Yes, I'll do what I can, Mark.
That Mark Pearson?
Yeah.
Tell him to come up. I've got a training program just for him.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, you tell him to come down. I've got a space at the bar booked.
Bye, then. He says he'll buy you a drink.
He can buy me some new bloody rope. That last lot was frayed. If Hamish hadn't checked it, there could have been bloody murder to pay.
Yes, getting sued is not my idea of fun.
So what is, Jack?
You what?
We should talk.
Got a problem with something, Tommy?
Not me.
Yeah, well, sure, we need to tighten our safety procedures.
You, Jack.
Me?
Maybe you've been pushing it too much.
I need to work.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Have you got something on your mind, Tommy?
Kirsty MacLeod.
Hello. You are through to the Tanner Amore Outdoor Activities Centre.
What are you doing with that girl?
Well, I don't think that's any of your business.
We're supposed to be friends.
Well, yes, we are. You've been here damn near as long as we... I have.
And so's Kirsty, in a way. Have you thought of that?
Well, I guess she has, yes.
So maybe she deserves something better than being treated like a bit on the side.
Oh, now, be careful, Tommy. Don't say something you might regret.
Aren't we supposed to be able to talk to each other?
Are you saying you like Kirsty? Yeah, well, that's obvious enough. Are you telling me to get out of the way or something?
What's wrong with you? I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you and her. Yeah, I like Kirsty. She's a good kid. And I want to know why you're messing her around.
No, just leave it.
Speak to me, man. Tell me something I can understand.
Okay, I care about her.
Then tell her.
I can't do that, Tommy. Something happened.
Yes, you can. Go out to the excavation and find her and tell her. It's that simple, Jack. She's been crazy about you since she was a kid. Used to ask all the instructors about you. In a way, it's like she's been waiting for you.
Waiting?
Well, you know her gran is a local wise woman. Cures warts, fixes up husbands.
Sours milk, turns eggs. This is superstition, Tommy. The Wild Witch of the West sort of crap.
Yeah, the sort of crap you've been selling to the public for the last 20 years. The Shaman of the Xingu. Go and talk to her. Tell her you love her. Justine's dead. I'm sorry. Lizzie is dead. I'm sorry as hell. But you can't live for them. You have to go on.
Thank you.
Hello? Anyone down there? Oh, hello? Anyone? Hell. Don't they have lamps or anything? Hello? Lizzie? Justine? Oh, it's so cold down here. No sky, no colour. Staying still. Yonami told me once, he said, everything that is alive moves, even rock moves, though we can't see it. Only death is utterly still. When the spirit is trapped, there is pain.
It's the remains of a sea eagle, dried out. The skull, a few sinews, the feathers. It was their bird.
Kirsty.
They've gone to phone the mainland, get a sealed container for it. I stayed behind.
You can still make out the wings.
It's preserved. So old. So incredibly old.
The pits of the eyes. Bird skulls. Beaks. Somehow as if they're worn on the outside.
I saw you come down. Didn't know whether to follow or not. Then I heard you call.
I wanted to say some things that I was stupid.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. I want to be with you, Kirsty.
What does that mean?
It means that you can save me.
From what? What are you...
Frightened of. Things that happened.
Things that you did?
Sometimes. Sometimes there isn't any gap between the fear and... what you fear.
Tell me what happened.
Oh, God. Kirsty, I can't.
I know you're hurt. I know your pain because of Justine and Lizzie and...
But don't you see? Everything that is alive moves. Only death is still. And when the spirit is trapped, there is pain. Jealousy. Envy of life.
It's going to be a feast. The elders have invited the tribe on whose territory the boy died.
What does this mean?
Well, maybe they'll make some kind of reparation.
May we stay, huh?
Well, we're invited, JP.
Informal dress?
Any which way. We can film.
Well, I think we are ready to go soon. We want to make the airstrip, then it's 2 days, 3 days to reach there.
Something's going to happen, JP.
Something secret?
It's about Yonami's son.
This is one big river, and you want to swim in her?
That's what I want, to get inside. I don't want to understand, I want to know. The first time I came here...
This is with Orlando Villas-Boas?
Yes. The brothers got us into the Chingu. We sort of took off after that. It was... Well, looking back, it was bloody irresponsible. Well, you couldn't do it now.
You find your Nami's people?
The people. We are the people. Who else would we be? Well, it makes sense now.
The mirrors in the bush, the knives and the bird wing. You make the exchange. You know that movie, it's so beautiful. It's still very good, you know. I saw it in Paris before we go this time.
Then, right then, at that first contact, looking into their eyes and not knowing what we shared, what was there, feeling the difference.
A time, not now. It's a good title.
It struck me then, we are not all the same. It's what condemns us and what saves us.
And now you are part of all this.
Well, because of the boy, Yanami's son. That grief. I share that.
And the rest? Sometimes that also, Lowell.
Can't you feel it, JP? The way his anger haunts the tribe?
No, Lowell. I do not wish to feel it. It's not my business to feel it.
Well, then, what are you doing here, JP?
I am filming. I am recording. That is my business.
So dark. So quiet. Like death. Earth and rock. I can taste earth. I can feel you, Justine. So close, so cold. So still. Lizzie? Are you angry? Do you want me dead, too? All that life going on without you. I want to get you out. To get out. Get out!
Jack! For God's sake, Jack!
Take it easy.
Oh, Christ. I could taste that earth.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm bruised, but it's no worse than a Turkish massage.
Dr. Manning sent his apologies. One of the supports went. It shouldn't have done. They were pit steel.
I shouldn't have gone down.
You want me to call the doc across?
Oh, don't bother. I'll be fine.
Okay. I'll see you two later.
I shouldn't have let you go down alone.
You didn't. Besides, you dug me out. I owe you.
You owe me nothing.
I'm going to close the centre over the winter. Try and sort everything out. Start again next year. There has to be a way for us, Kirsty. I believe that.
Why can't you understand that it's so simple? All we have to do is love each other.
No. You can't call an arrow back.
I don't believe that.
But you see, I do.
How is it?
No bloody good at all. I'll have to replace the whole damn rudder.
Insurance will help.
Aye, but it's the time it'll take.
Well, we've not a lot coming up with the close down.
We need a break. Every other bloody thing here is going wrong.
No pride in workmanship today.
Can you use the motorboat for now, Murdo?
For visitors, sure. But it'll be no good for supplies.
Well, we'll do the best we can.
We're not taking any bookings after August this year. We'll be opening again in May. Well, you could get in touch with John Ridgway. He might be able to fit you in. He's somewhat larger than we are. Okay, fine. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kirsty. There was a report on the accident. Do you know where it is?
Well, it's in the files somewhere.
Well, could you do something for me?
Of course.
Look it up, will you?
Yes?
Something I want to know.
Know what?
The company.
I don't understand.
Who owned the oil tanker?
Mark Pearson.
Mark, I'll do it.
You'll take them. Oh, that's great, Jack. Now, what kind of date would suit you?
2 weeks. On the Friday. Place will be closed by then. They should arrive at the village at 4 p.m. I'll meet them.
Just let us have the bill and we'll...
No, this one's on me, Mark. It's a celebration.
Celebrating what? Is this something I should know about?
Just trying to pay back a few debts.
Now,
don't worry. We'll be starting again in the spring, Morag. There'll always be a job for you in the kitchens.
Ain't it? Careful now.
There's no complaints, Mr. Lowell.
Ready?
Oh, did you get the pintles through, Murdo?
Not yet. A couple of weeks, they say. Be glad to get a decent deck under my boots again, instead of this matchbox.
Mr. Lowell?
Yes?
You'll be all right, will you?
That's it. Everyone gone?
They're all getting a retainer for the winter. I think they understand.
There won't be any problems.
When are you off?
Well, obviously I'll hang on for these northwestern people.
Oh, you don't need to, Tommy. I can handle it myself.
Oh, yeah, I can see you doing that.
No, it's okay, really.
You're not kidding?
No.
Oh, Jack, it's against the most basic rules of the game. You don't go without backup, not with a general public.
This is nothing much, Tommy, just a favour.
Anyway, the insurance won't go for it. It's not on, no way.
No charge. These people are my guests.
Oh, stop bullshitting me, man. There are rules. You don't step outside
them. This is my place, my land. Don't tell me what to do.
Well, take it easy. I'm just offering help.
I don't need it.
Well, if you think that, then you need all the help you can get.
Tommy, get off my back.
This isn't you, man. We're supposed to be friends.
Tommy, get off my island.
Look, you don't know what you're talking about. I've invested a lot of time in this place.
You work for me, that's all.
Is it? I built this place up with you.
And you don't work for me anymore. You're trespassing. Get the hell off my island.
What's wrong? Listen to me, Jack. If I go, I don't come back.
That's about the general idea.
I thought you were hurt. I thought... I don't know what I thought.
Tommy, you have to cut the rope.
I forgot Custy meant something.
Let it go!
Fine. Okay. That's what you want. I'll see you. Maybe.
You have to know when to cut the rope. Before prehistoric man took an action in the world, he or she would step to one side, into myth. So the action became part of the tribe's history as well as his own. And we have lost the capacity to take that step consciously. We still take it, but we walk in the dark. Tribal people have retained the ability to see. Don't you knock?
Who are you talking to?
No one. I was dictating.
Oh, you're working again.
I'm trying to start something moving.
By hurting Tommy. What did you do to him?
Tommy's a grown-up. I didn't do anything to him.
He wouldn't tell me. He was furious and upset. I've never seen him like this before.
I told him I didn't want any help with this party from Northwestern. I guess he was upset, that's all. It's nothing. It'll blow over.
Well, I thought I'd hang on. The dig is finished and I don't have to be back yet.
Look, Kirsty, I appreciate it. I really do.
Don't be polite to me. Aren't we supposed to care about each other? Isn't that what we've been talking about? You finding your way out?
I have. I can do that. That's it, Kirsty. My ghosts.
What ghosts?
You look at the forest wall, you see a riot of colour, shape. And then things begin to resolve out of all that green. Individual plants, animals, people. You begin to see tracks and you can follow them.
Jack, you don't need to do anything.
I have to do this.
We can do it together. Can't you see?
Can't you see? I have to do this.
We have to do this.
Leave me alone! Just get out, Kirsty. Get off my island.
What? What are you, Jack?
You want to know what I am? I'm these tapes. Myers of ferric oxide-coated plastic. The tapes I told Mark were lost. Gone with J.P. to Polynesia. Take them. Listen to them. You'll know what I am. A liar. A murderer.
What are you talking about? Justine? Lizzie? It was an accident.
No, I don't think so.
A tire blew out, that's all. That's what's so bloody awful. That's all. And two people died. It isn't the whole world moving.
Sacred circles, Kirsty. What goes around comes around.
Please, let me help.
Each step you take is echoed inside, outside. That's what I've found at last. There are no barriers. Goodbye, Kirsty. Oh,
God. Yunami's son died today. He was, I guess, 10. It was his first hunt as a man. He was so proud.
I hope no one is seasick.
It's an odd motion.
Corkscrew?
The currents are treacherous in the Sound. They used to call it the Dead Man's Gap.
My God, we're not going to sail in this, are we?
Relax, Ray. You won't have to swim.
Oh, I wouldn't count on that.
What exactly are we going to do, Mr. Lowell?
Call me Jack. Oh, see, over there. Hen harrier. Very rare. Any of you bird watchers?
My brother was. You haven't told us what we're in for.
Oh, it'll be dead easy. A few walks, maybe camp out for a night. Sightseeing, tourism, really. Oh, except, of course...
Give it to us, Jack.
My cooking. First night. I'm doing the cooking. Now, that's going to be tough.
What about the rest of the time?
You ever cook before?
Not to speak of.
Ray?
My wife won't let me near the cooker.
Right. The guys cook.
This I have to see.
You'll have to eat it.
What about us, Jack?
Ever skinned a rabbit?
Oh, God. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, no, you're not. I checked. Now, don't worry. It's easy. The second time.
Not packing, Kirsty?
Oh, I've done most of it, Gran.
Ach, you've enough stuff here to go to the North Pole, let alone Edinburgh.
Yeah, well, I'll get it all in somehow.
I dare say you will. I'm away to the shop. Is there anything you need?
I think I've got it all.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine.
I'll be back by 4, then.
Down at the river. This thing, Lowell, is not so good. It eats these people, you know. They fight. It's crazy. I don't see people fight like this all the time I'm here.
A lot of tension.
Oh, sure. Things go real bad. Maybe bad for us, huh?
It's the boy's spirit.
Even friends are fighting. It's a poison.
The shaman says they have to find out what caused the boy's death. tree spirit, river god, some animal, and exact a proper payment.
This is good.
Better than I can do.
Practice.
You must have cooked for yourself on expeditions.
Oh, sure. I've eaten some pretty odd things in my time.
Such as?
Well, you want to start with snakes or insects?
Don't. Oh. Not a word.
More tea?
Yeah, I will, thanks.
You don't drink on the island?
Yes, at the end of the course. I'll stand you all around at the pub on the mainland.
Maybe.
And afterwards you have the option of throwing the team leader into the sand. Now, I don't want to worry you unduly, but it's after 10, and I want to start early, so it might make sense if we called it a night.
JP is setting up for the feast tonight. The other tribe have arrived. Yonami and the men are doing them honor, welcoming them as guests in the long hut. The shaman offers food with his own hands to their tribal elders. It's a ritual exchange.
Ritual exchange?
Justine! Lizzie! They are guests in my house. I will take them to the circle tomorrow, and there the debts will be settled. You will be free to move, to go on. As you have paid for JP, so they will pay for you. And I will move on. And Kirsty.
What are you doing, Jack? Who are you?
Everything which is said, everything which is done is part of a formal progression. It is fixed. There will be no deviation now.
No, Jack.
God knows what JP will think of it. I have to keep him in ignorance. It's my responsibility. Oh. I know that. I've accepted it, as the tribe has accepted me.
Your responsibility, Jack? What the hell do you mean? Answer me.
Hello. You are through to the Tanara Moor.
Ah, damn! Grandpa. Huh? Grandpa!
Oh!
Oh! What is it, Kirsty? Grandpa, I have to get to the island.
What are you talking about, Gerda? It's closed. No. Besides, it's hardly 6 in the morning.
Northwestern.
What?
The company who owned the tanker.
What are you talking about?
The company? That killed Mrs. Lowell and Lizzie.
Northwestern?
I have to go to the island.
Okay, everybody fit and loaded?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you've all packed your own rucksacks. You've got everything you'll need.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no going back.
Lead on.
Where you go, we will follow.
Slowly.
Right. It's going to be a fine, clear day. Let's use it.
No one around that I can see.
Oh, it's after 10, Grandpa. They'll have left long since if they want to reach the headland by evening.
How do you know you'll take them there?
It's where the circle closes. The dead boy, his wife and child, he's going back.
Look, I still don't know why we're here, Kirsty. Had you not better tell me?
I don't know why. Something is going to happen.
Something? What something?
He's going to try and make these things right again. It's these people, the company they work for, something to do with the Indians and the boy.
You'll have to do better than that.
Ach, I can't.
Is he dangerous?
Dangerous? Not at all.
Just keep a hold of the rope. You haven't got the weight of your rucksack, so if your feet slip, hang on.
I don't think I can make it.
Yes, of course you can. Come on. Look at me. Keep your eyes on me. Keep hold.
Don't look out.
One hand at a time. Come on. You're nearly there. Reach out. Good.
I couldn't.
Then you could. You see? You've crossed the river. You've crossed a barrier.
We're in another place now.
Bloody exhausted place.
Well, you'll find new energy. It's not far. Camp soon and dry out. Get some food inside you. You've no idea how good a brew can be. I had one guy, he did a 10-day course, and when I asked him what he'd learned, he said for the first time in his life, he'd learned to taste a mug of tea.
Taste good.
Mm. Never thought I'd hear you admit to learning anything.
Not off you, Paul.
I think this is done.
Well, you're the cook.
What is this place?
Sacred Circle. Old stones. I know someone who could tell you the history. Over there, you can see the cross.
Mm. It's beautiful.
So lonely, though.
No. There are people here. Layers of them. Reaching back to the cross, reaching beyond that, to these standing stones. 100 grandmothers would take you back to the people who built this circle.
God, that's so strange.
But everything is. We just don't see it clearly anymore.
You must have done, Jack. All the places you've been.
The places I've been? Oh, yes, I think I could say that I have.
Campfire stories, like Boy Scouts.
Not really my style.
Eating food, fire, gathering together. It's ritual, you see. Things we do because we're human, as we walk upright, as we achieve language. The last time I sat beside a fire like this, I was in the rainforest.
Quite a difference.
A tribe. My people had invited another tribe. It was unusual that they came, these people. There'd been an accident, you see. A boy had died on a hunting party. It was their land, part of them. Maybe they wanted to make reparation.
You are right. This is good stuff, Lao.
Oh, look at them, JP. Look at Yanami. Look at the shaman. They're like huge birds hovering, waiting.
They don't look out. You're getting in the picture, Lao. Let's stay back.
Yes, I'm there. I'm in the picture. I know what is happening. I can see it all moving, settling out.
This isn't so good, my friend. We are us, not them.
I am them, don't you see? The boy's ghost, the troubles, the death must be paid for.
What do you say, Lowell?
Keep filming.
No, you tell me. What are you saying?
The shaman. He worked it out. The tribe in whose territory the boy died, it was their fault. They must pay.
The people are going to kill them?
Yes, that, to kill them.
Man, no, this cannot be, Lowell. A whole tribe, families.
They're outside. It doesn't matter. Just a price that must be paid.
No, this is wrong.
Wrong? Right? What the hell does it matter? It's here. It's beautiful.
They killed them. JP tried to stop it happening. He died too. A spear, a club, I don't know, it was confused.
What are you saying? I don't...
It worked, of course. The boy left the tribe alone. As for JP, that was a debt for me to pay. With Justine, Lizzie.
I remember now. It was in... your wife and daughter. It was your daughter.
I needed them. I needed their closeness when I got back from the forest. I called them, and they were killed.
I can't imagine.
They died, and now, like the boy, they're jealous of the living, of me, of what I have found. The balance must be set right.
Look, Jack, I don't think we're getting you here. It doesn't seem to be making sense.
It's just an exercise, right? A test, like crossing the river.
I want to go on, and they won't let me. There must be payment.
Mr. Lowell, I think we should perhaps call someone.
Well, call who, Paul? You said it yourself. There's no one here except the dead.
Oh, God, Ray, do something.
Northwestern owned the oil tanker that killed my wife and child. You were part of the company. Death for death, you see. I'm sorry, I truly am. But they must be free.
Look, it's a joke. Okay, it's a joke. We don't have to. We won't say anything.
Just stop it. Just stop it, please.
Come on, Jack. We don't want to have to hurt you or anything.
I have seen hunters move too fast for men. I am the Jaguar.
Where is he? Where the sod is he?
For Christ's sake, do something!
Stay near the fire.
He can see us.
I can't see him.
What the hell can we do?
Quiet! Stop.
Those who were dipped in a river of blood shed by a child are red.
Stop it! Stop it!
What can we do?
Those who touch the forest are green. Those who stay still are white.
Just run! Just get out of here!
I'm sorry.
Run, Sarah! For God's sake, run!
No. No, please, no.
No. It has to stop, Jack. These people are nothing to do with you. Now go. Go and get away from here now, quick.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You shouldn't be here, Kirsty. You should be waiting.
What for, Jack? You to come back?
To be freed of all this.
It's not the rainforest. You can't kill people and walk away.
It's all right. I have to pay back Justine and Lizzie. So they can rest, be free. Then we can all go on.
They are dead.
They're jealous of life. It's not their fault. How can they help themselves?
Just like the little boy.
Yunami's son.
Jack, can't you see? It's not the same.
JP was killed.
It was an accident.
I knew what was going to happen. I didn't tell him. He died. Came home early. I was sick. I needed Justine. I needed Lizzie.
And they were killed. It was an accident.
It was all part of the circle, Kirsty. And there's no way out of it now.
Don't you care about us?
How can there be an us whilst they are still hurting? We're all part
no.
of
us. No, we aren't. We're all different. What did you do out there, Jackie? You faded into the jungle, into the river, into the tribe, until there wasn't any gap between what was inside and what was outside. You found out what the tribe was about, and just like theirs, your fears became real. And other people, these people, just became furniture.
I can feel them burning, Kirsty, in that car, screaming for my help.
And you can't help them, Jack.
I can! I can make it right.
By killing these people? It would make as much sense to kill a truck.
By paying back.
You want to pay back?
I have to.
Then if you want a life, you'd better take one that cares about you.
No.
Yes. I'm here. I'm real, Jack. You want to do it, then do it now.
I've gone too far. I can't go back.
We were in the circle. You've gone nowhere. You've done nothing.
Lizzie? Justine? JP? Nothing? Nowhere?
Break the circle. Make something come of all this. Or do what you want to do.
The eagle. Your totem. Like Yonami's son. Flying away at last.
Sea eagle. That's all, Jack. Beautiful and very rare. But just a bird.
In Staying Still by Mike Walker, Lowell was played by Nigel Anthony, Kirsty by Hilary McLean, Tommy by David Bannerman, and JP by Pavel Douglas. Justine was Patricia Gallimore, Lizzie, Deborah Berlin, Murdo, Bob Doherty, Alice Tina Gray, and Mark Cornelius Garrett. Paul was Richard Fleming, Ray Alid Jones, Sarah Rachel Oldfield, and Marie Anna Rose. Staying Still was directed at Pebble Mill by Sean McLaughlin.